Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and everybody ought to praise the Lord. This is Apostle W.D. Carter, your host of Lift High, the Cross Radio broadcast, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. The last time we were together, I spoke to you about my testimony about what happened to me as I came out of the harlot church system. And today, praise the Lord, we're going to continue in the message of the harlot church system. We're going to be looking at the unholy trinity, praise the Lord, of the matriarch Jezebel and witchcraft. And right now we want to start in Ephesians. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians, the sixth chapter. We want to begin at the 10th verse. Paul giving us some final instructions in the book of Ephesians. And he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes, the stratagems of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Praise the Lord. And today, praise God, it is of paramount importance that you understand, as the true believer, that passage or that pericope of Scripture. Finally, Paul speaks from a position of finally. It ultimately is what he's saying, okay, that we must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It is imperative that we understand that, yet you will not be able to operate, praise the Lord, against the wiles of the devil in your own strength. You're going to have to deny your flesh. Praise the Lord. And so in this message of the Harlot Church system, what the Lord is telling you to do, is compelling you to do by his Spirit and by the voice of prophecy, is to come out of the Harlot Church system. Let's look at the unholy trinity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When this Babylonian spirit is further exposed, I believe three of the main demonic influences are seen working in concert with each other to take rule over carnal churches. They are a matriarchal spirit, a Jezebel spirit, and a spirit of witchcraft. These spirits operate as three in one to form the unholy trinity in opposition to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Matriarchal spirit. The matriarchal spirit is a counterfeit to Father God. According to Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary Thesaurus, a matriarch is a female who rules or dominates a family, the mother who is the head and ruler of her family and descendants. Revelation 17:5-6 reveals that this mystery Babylon the Great is called the mother of harlots. This mother in Revelation is a matriarchal spirit. She is without a husband, has offspring, and rules over those offspring. Her offspring are called harlots. She has many of them. The matriarchal spirit is most noted by this. She takes over. She dominates her house. She takes over the rule of everyone in her grasp. She takes over decision making. She takes over conversations. She answers for other people. She takes over other people's lives. Those under her thumb are diminished, suffocated, and lose their identity into her. She mothers. She smothers. This domination occurs everywhere in society, in the home, and particularly in the church. It is grossly out of divine order wherever it happens, but is especially grievous to God when it takes place among the household of God, who build for themselves these things we call church. The matriarchal spirit usurps the role of the patriarch so she can make the household her own. She gains control over her house by means of the Jezebel spirit. Jezebel. The Jezebel, harlot spirit, is a counterfeit to the Son, Jesus. The Jezebel spirit uses any means possible to entangle us in her web of bondage. She spins her witchcraft to accomplish this. Witchcraft. The spirit of witchcraft is a counterfeit to the Holy Spirit. Witchcraft is, among many other things, seductive, enticing, deceptive, pushy, fear-arousing, shaming, manipulative, controlling, guilt-provoking, and hurtful. Given time, this unholy trinity will take dominion in every harlot church system situation, empowering the matriarchal spirit. These three manifestations work together as one. They have different functions, but work to achieve the same ultimate goal, to give dominion of the household over to the matriarchal spirit. They counterfeit the functions of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Just as the Holy Spirit's function is to glorify the Son, witchcraft's function is to help Jezebel achieve her goals. Just as Jesus came to glorify the Father, Jezebel's function is to ultimately empower, glorify the matriarchal spirit. Jezebel practices gendercide upon men, the masculine, in order to eliminate the patriarchs, leaving the rule of the house in the grip of the matriarchal spirit alone. These three, the matriarch, Jezebel, and witchcraft, are so enmeshed that when the Jezebel spirit comes of age, so to speak, it turns into the matriarch. This happened to Bob and Sharon. Bob was called to serve the body of Christ full time, but from the first day of their marriage onward, this matriarchal Jezebel witchcraft spirit, working through Sharon, opposed him on nearly every decision he tried to make. This spirit tried to dictate his life and ministry for him. It could not allow him to take the lead in their marriage, though he was quite capable of doing so. As the years passed, it wore him down, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. It became easier for him to give in to it just to keep the peace than to repeatedly stand against it. Its need to dominate was the Jezebel in her. The way it came against him was the witchcraft in her. By the time they reached their 60s, witchcraft had worn him down. Jezebel had cut him off, and the matriarchal had taken him over. The Jezebel spirit within her transformed into the matriarch. What happened to Bob and Sharon portrays what often takes place in the church system. For example, the pastor who wants domination over his sheep suppresses their gifts and ministries that he might have the rule over them. He wants, that's Jezebel. He suppresses, that's witchcraft. He rules, that's the matriarch. This unholy trinity is gender non-specific. It operates through male or female to secure its domination over its house. The true patriarch over the ecclesia of God is Father God. Anytime his people submit to any other spiritual authority for headship, the matriarch takes over, whether the leadership is male or female. The church system as a whole is structured for this unrighteous domination of a few people over many people. Phil Perry says regarding the harlot church system that, quote, it will either make you domineering or keep you weak, end quote. Witchcraft and Jezebel in these things we call church scheme to empower some people with ungodly authority and imprison others under that ungodly authority. The woman in the basket, please turn your Bible, praise the Lord, to Zechariah 5, and let's read from verses 5 to 11. Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, lift up now thine eyes and see what is this that goeth forth. And I said, what is it? And he said, this is an ephah that goeth forth. He said, moreover, this is their resemblance through all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah. And he said, this is wickedness. And I cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast the weight of lead upon the mouth thereof. Then lifted I up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heaven. Then said I to the angel that talked with me, whither do these bear the ephah? And he said unto me, to build it an house in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there upon her own base. An angel showed Zechariah a basket, ephah, which is a dry measure vessel. And Zechariah observed that the appearance of the basket went forth throughout the whole earth. The basket is like the church system, which indeed has gone forth throughout the whole earth. Hallelujah. The angel lifted up a lid of lead off the basket, allowing Zechariah to see a woman in it. The angel identified the woman as wickedness. This wickedness is like the matriarchal spirit that seeks to rule the churches. She is the personification of wickedness, the carnal mind, the abomination that makes the holy place, that's us, desolate, standing where it ought not. Read Mark 13 and verse 14. The angel cast a lid of lead upon the mouth of the basket to hide her away. Lead is heavy and is like the heaviness that is felt whenever the matriarchal spirit is present. The angel thereby shut her up for a period of time. The matriarchal spirit in the churches has been hidden until now, but will soon be revealed when she seats herself upon the throne in her own house. Then Zechariah saw two women coming with the wind in their wings. Their wings were like those of a stork. The two women are like the Jezebel and witchcraft spirits that work in concert with the matriarchal spirit. These two women lifted up the basket with the woman, wickedness, in it, and took it to Shinar, which is Babylon. Shinar is like the Babylonian captivity of the church, namely the harlot church system. The two women took the basket to Shinar to build a house for wickedness. It will be her own house, and it will be established. Once it is established, she will put on her own pedestal, base, resting place, foundation. She will be the head of it. The Jezebel and witchcraft spirits took this woman to Shinar, the place of the harlot church system, to build a house for her. Her house is a counterfeit to the temple of the Holy Spirit, all true believers, over which Christ is head. When this house was prepared, wickedness, the matriarchal spirit, would be set on her pedestal, apparently to receive all things to herself, that she might be all in all. This counterfeits the destiny of Jesus, who, when all things have been subjected to him, shall also be subjected to God, that God may be all in all. 1 Corinthians 15:28. This plot by the unholy Trinity is being carried out to fulfillment in the harlot church system today. The Jezebel spirit is being transformed into the matriarch. Drones of witchcraft. These three main demonic strongholds sit like a queen bee with a swarm of drones to do their bidding. The angel in Revelation 18:2 cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. The foul spirit and the unclean and hateful bird speak of demons. And that's exactly what has happened in the institutional church today. The institutional church has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Why? Praise the Lord. Because the institutional church is operating in carnality. And when carnality is present, then the spirit, the demon spirit, can come and colonize the institution. And this is why it is imperative that you, as the true believer, understand exactly what you're involved in, what you are, have become a member of, that you might realize what the Spirit of the living God is saying to you, and submit in obedience to the Spirit of God to come out of the harlot church system. Paul wrote, now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's exactly what has happened. Glory be to God. Some of you, praise the Lord, have succumbed to, you are paying attention to seducing spirits. You have departed from the faith, and you are paying attention to seducing spirits. Seducing spirits have seduced you out of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is why, praise the Lord, Jude, praise God, spoke of the believer to contend, instructed us as believers to contend for the faith that was originally delivered to the saints of the Most High God. Paul later added that the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. 2 Timothy 4, 3-4. Listen, people of God, this is what's happening. It's a process. It's a process that takes place. Seduction is a process, and it works. It whittles. It's like the whittling method. And as you continue to sit under the demons of the harlot church system, you will be seduced into departing, okay, from the faith that was originally delivered to the saints. And you will fall victim to the unholy trinity of the matriarch, of the matriarchal spirit, of the Jezebel spirit, and of the spirit of witchcraft. Come out from the harlot church system. Glory be to his matchless name. Demons whisper into our itching ears, and we succumb to their deceits when we have not settled the issue of utter surrender to the lordship of Jesus Christ. The lordship, that word lordship, speaks to the authority, the ultimate authority of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, you have to understand that you can not only be saved, that salvation is not the end of it. that your personal salvation is not the end of it. What you must understand, praise the Lord, is that the call to salvation is also the call to submit to the authority, the ultimate authority of the Lord Jesus Christ in your salvation. And so Jesus is both Lord and Savior. He is both Savior and Lord. He cannot just be your Savior if he is not your Lord. And you have to capitulate to that reality, or else you will come to the seduction of the harlot church system. Hallelujah. Demons whisper in our itching ears, and we succumb to their deceit when we have not settled the issue of utter surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We still lust for self and do not love the truth. That's why you have a hard time, praise the Lord, when the absolute and unequivocal truth of the Word of God is spoken in your hearing. You resent it, glory be to God. When the Spirit of truth will speak against your carnality and your lusts and the things that you want to do out of self, you get angry, you get upset, you get cut to the heart, and you don't want to hear the preacher. And as a result, praise the Lord, you become a willing agent of the devil, and you start maligning the prophets, the true prophet's character. You will start talking about him and start telling lies on him. Come on, people, you know for yourself that this is the kind of experience that we, the people of God, are having in the harlot church system. After a while, as you sit under those seducing spirits, you will begin to attempt to overthrow the integrity of the true believer in your midst. One of the most famous expressions among the carnal believer, I don't take all that. But it does take all that, and then some. God has called us to holiness. Not to dress holy, but to be holy. Because if we be holy, we will dress holy, we will live holy, we will talk holy. We will carry ourselves in holiness. We don't need legalistic rules and regulations to demonstrate that we are holy, because holiness is a state of being. Hallelujah. Remember, the Lord was talking to the assemblies of the called out ones in Asia when he mentioned the doctrine of Balaam in Revelation 2:14. The doctrine of the Nicolaitans in Revelation 2:15, and the doctrine of Jezebel in Revelation 2:24. These were false teachings that threatened the simplicity and the purity of the devotion of the saints to Jesus Christ. These church demons are very real and work in concert with each other to create havoc within the body of Christ. These unseen puppeteers manipulate our strings to create deception, confusion, division, bigotry, and hatred. Church demons lie and deceive us to the point that we can become bound to these things we call church. Even though we know we are in bondage to these spiritually dead things, we and demons can come up with the most elaborate justifications for staying in them. Quote, but who will preach my funeral? End quote. Quote, my children have friends here. End quote. Quote, I was born, baptized, and married in here. End quote. Quote, granddaddy helped to build this church. End quote. Those are just a few of the excuses that we use to justify our staying in the harlot church system. Hallelujah. Remember in Ephesians, praise the Lord, Paul told us to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against what? The stratagems, the wiles, the schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. What is coming up against us is not flesh and blood. It is supernatural. Okay? He defines what we are coming up against, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That is a satanic hierarchy. of spiritual wickedness that is coming against the true believer. And so what you have to understand is that you have to be prepared for that as a believer. You have to put on the whole armor. He says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. We are now living in the evil day, people. We are living in the evil day. We are living in the day of secular humanism. And we are living in the day of the spirit of feminism and the spirit of homosexuality, the spirit of murder manifested in abortion. This is the times that we are living in. We are living in the times of both secular and spiritual false leadership. Glory be to God. And so you have to be prepared. And you can only prepare yourself by submitting yourself to the ultimate and delegated authority of the true and the living God via your faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your faith in the cross of Jesus Christ. It is the cross. It is the cross. It is the cross. And nothing but the cross that your life must be submitted to. Hallelujah. The names of demons. Abolish Sunday school. And so I did. The author speaking. The decision to do so was not easy, nor was it without consequences. It cost me my job in the small rural church where I had just began to preach. I had no idea in the beginning that demons would be unearthed in such a decision, but I soon found out. The Lord exposed a golden calf in the hearts of some of the people. Through these three simple words, abolish Sunday school, the Lord exposed a few people who were joined to a tradition of men who by their own confessions and choices showed that they loved the institution of Sunday school too much to test the spirit in the matter. In this process, God exposed numerous deeds of the flesh among the core dissenters. Each deed of the flesh, italicized below, had a corresponding demonic spirit that went with it. Demons are named according to their activities. Their doctrine and governmental policies were restrictive, disallowing the Holy Spirit to do a new thing among them. Any thought or action that did not fit into the narrow corridor of their church polity was rejected. Anyone who dared to test these boundaries was thought to be an adversary to the faith. Thus, demons of restrictions were present. Praise the Lord, in 2 minutes my time will end. And I just want to say to you, praise the Lord, that it is important that you understand what is being taught to you here. Because it is the Spirit of the living God that is revealing to you exactly what has been happening to you in the harlot church system. There are many of you that have been disturbed for years over the things that you have seen the pulpit do. You have been disturbed for years over how a lot of people that you know have been victimized in the politic of the harlot church system. This message is given to you to confirm what you already know in your heart. Now, you have got to stand upon your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and obey the Spirit of God that has been admonishing you for all of those same years to come out of the harlot church system. Therefore, I pray for you. I pray that the Lord strengthen you in the inner man. I pray that you are courageous enough to obey the Holy Spirit rather than to succumb to your flesh. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I plead the efficacious power of the blood of Jesus Christ over those who desire to capitulate to your summons to come out of the harlot church system. I ask you that you bless them, that you lead, guide, and direct them. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.